We're in the middle of Sim Reish Tazayin. We're discussing different brachos to be made on different items that smell. We're up to Sif Gimel. So the Torah brings down a machlok, yes, what bracha to make on roses. He brings down the Gaon, which is obviously not the Vilna Gaon, because the Torah lived a couple hundred years, 200 to 300 years before the Vilna Gaon. But there's a Gaon from the period of the Gaonim that says that rose petals are edible. I don't know if we eat them nowadays. Do they eat them nowadays? I wouldn't be surprised.
Fancy people.
Fancy people. What?
We drink petals.
Petal? Petal is a raspberry. Are you joking? A rose petal. Oh, I get it. Very good. Oh, I can't laugh. It hurts. Okay, so the Gaon said that since rose petals are edible, the bracha should be Nosan Reach Tov Baperos. However, yeah, because it's edible, and the Rashba, the Ravid seem to go that way also. However, the Rambam and the Rosh say, no. If you ask someone, what is the main function of a rose? Why did God mostly make a rose? To eat it or to smell it? It's much more known for its scent, its smell, than its eating. It's not considered a fruit, and therefore the bracha on a rose will be borei atze besamim, because it comes from a rose tree. I guess a rose bush, which has the halachic status of a tree. Now, the liquid that comes out of these roses is also discussed. So the Gaon also says, let's say whatever bracha you make on the rose, you're going to make on the rose liquid. However, there is a Ravid and Rabbi Yona that say, they say, no, that the liquid of the rose is going to be borei minei besamim, because it doesn't come from the tree, it comes from the flower. I don't know. Whatever. So most put the two together. Whatever you make on the rose, you make on the rose liquid. Now, we already discussed the fact that there's a lot of parallels between the bracha on smell, bracha on eating. We know that, but when it comes to eating, you don't make the same bracha on the juice as you do on the fruit. The fruit is borei priya eitz, usually, and the juice is usually shahako. So, all right, we'll get into it a little bit more. But here, the Rishonim want to say also by the rose, that the liquid of the rose will be a lower level, will be a borei minei besamim. Borei minei besamim. Okay, let's see that in Sifkim. Al ha vered, what's a vered? Mishabura Sifkati Yitzayin. Hu mashan akorin rozush. Rozush is roses. Even though the rose, okay, well, let's do the whole Sif Gimel, otherwise we can't understand the Mishnah. Now, this kinamon is not the cinnamon we discussed yesterday, which the Shulchan Aruch refers to as kanila, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us is simmering, and the number two on the bottom tells us is cinnamon. This is obviously a different kinamon. The Mishnah Berurah tells us what it is, but it has no meaning to me, and I'm sure it has no meaning to you. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch tells us what it is. Okay, we have Alaveri, Vala Kinamon. What's Kinamon? It's who? Ur Hindi. Some Hindi something. And then even it's the wrong gear, so it should say something else. Okay, whatever it is. Va'al mei haveret, the liquid that comes from the roses. Va'al halivona. Veha matztiki. Vechayotabem. These are different things that grow from trees, except for the mei veret. Borei atze besamim. So now go to the Mishnah. So here, these things are all borei atze besamim. That's why kinamon can't be our cinnamon, because we just said that cinnamon has a different bracha, right? What do we said previously? It's nosin reachta b'peiros, and then the Mishnah Berurah seemed to say shatziyim, possibly said to say borei either nosin reachta b'peiros, which Mechaber says, or borei minei besamim. He was saying borei atze besamim, so it's obviously something else. You can candy them, you can do something to the rose petals to make them edible. As we learned in some Reish Dalet Yidalef, it talks about what bracha to make on these, let's say, candied rose petals. You can't make a bracha reach to beperos. The ikar function of a rose is not to eat it, but rather to smell it. And therefore, these are roses that grow on trees. or bushes, I guess. But if it grows on the ground itself, you're going to say bore isrei besamim. And bebira grow ma'ashu shemitzadi demotzi alav me'itzah. If there are leaves coming out of the tree itself, and it lasts from year to year, she'ena a right. So then you say bore atzei besamim. Okay, in the bir alacha. Dibra Maswa Adi Basamim Kasamagnabram Khal Dabar Shekelach Shalo Kasher. You talk about the stem being hard. Okay, it's hard to get real clarity. These are the four rules that Zol Sabracha set up. It has to be a hard stem, I guess. At least as hard as Pishtan, because Pishtan the Pasuk refers to as eights. It has to grow above the ground. It has to last from year to year. And it has to have leaves coming out of its stem. And the list in Zelta Bracha is roses, hadassim, jasmine, rosemary. Those are bari atzei besamim. Then there's things that are like in between. If it's soft and it doesn't last from year to year, it's called a grass. He gives a narkis, yak nitun. And he says, what if it's not, it doesn't last from year to year, but it's a strong stem, it's a hard stem, that's a machlokes.
Grass lasts year to year.
Grass? Grass doesn't go anywhere, yeah. Oh, you're saying... okay, but it's missing the other requirements. Right, he says, nana, which lasts from year to year, say bari itse b'sam.
So those four things are itse.
Atse or itse? What four things? Roses, hadassim, jasmine, rosemary is atse. These are four requirements for it to say atse. Also, we discussed by cranberries, even though it grows on a halachic tree, but because it grows so close to the ground, within three tefachim, it's like lovered, borrowed from sukkah, and the bracha many say is bori pri adama. So it could be it's the same thing over here. It depends how low it's growing. I don't know. And the other problem is the difference between by eating you have a ha'etz adama, right? So you have a yotzei adama. Here you're not yotzei. If you're not sure if it's ha'etz adama, you make adama. If you're not sure if it's atzei or isvei, you have to say bari mine besamim, because each one is not part of the other one. We're going to get there. That's
something good.
You could ask that question at the end of next week. Hopefully, we'll finish Reish Tazayin. Reish Yazayin, then we can ask, you know, if you make a bracha on a slice of pizza. Okay. A birchas areach. Mishra Sifkat and Yutas. May havered, the liquid that comes out of the roses. Hainu bein may halachluchas shiatim in a very day schitasa. Whether the liquid came from squeezing the rose petals. Ubei vashiatze day shinishra avin zvasha b'mayim. Or you soaked it in water, or you cooked it in water. But if you don't have the spirit of Reish Beis Sifyud, we learned that even though vegetable soup, in theory, could be hadama, Lamaisa, we say nowadays it doesn't have a strong enough taste, but in theory, the Gemara at least says, Mei Shlakos Kishlakos, when you cook vegetables and there's a very strong taste in the liquid, so the soup is going to be hadama, in theory, not necessarily in practice. We discussed that already at length. And there was all discussion, what if you cook fruit and make a fruit soup? And there many posts can say it's not the same rule. Some say it is the same rule, some say it's not the same rule. And even though on vegetable soup you make the same bracha as you would on the vegetables, which is bar pri adama, on fruit soup you're going to say shahako. So now he's asking, this is like a fruit soup. So he says, even though we said on fruit soup, it's not like the fruit itself, and you're going to say shahako. That's when it comes to make a bracha on eating. Smelling is different. What's the difference? Look in the Sharatin. Ois Yud Zayin. That time, Kumashi Kasav Magaram Lechalek. There's a chiluk. The teva hareach lios niklat, because the nature of a smell is it gets easily absorbed into other things. Because no snob of mine niklat kol hareach. When you stick it in water, all the reach comes out and goes into the water. When it comes to food, the taste of the vegetables does not necessarily, it goes in a little bit, but it doesn't necessarily go in enough into the liquid, into the soup, for the soup now to have the status of the fruit itself. So the more smell goes in than taste, and therefore mevered has the same bracha as the vered itself, which is not the case by a fruit soup. Okay, that is Sif Gimel. These different examples of things that are bari atzi b'samim. What's relevant to us mostly is these roses and this rose liquid, although we're going to get to liquids a little bit more in a minute. Okay, Sif Dalid. Okay, this is Gemara Brachas Mem Gimel. They talked about this special oil of Afar Simon. He points out Afar Simon, I think in modern Hebrew, is a parsimon, and it's not referring to that. It's referring to a special type of shemen. And the Gemara brings down, Yehuda used to say, Abracha borei shemen artseinu. And then the Gemara says, nah, Rabbi Yehuda, he's too Zionistic. He likes Artsal too much. We're not going to make Abracha borei shemen artseinu. He says, nah, we have a different bracha. What's a bracha? Borei shemen arev. Hashem makes these sweet oils.
Balsam oil.
Balsam. Arev means balsam, or that's no, that's what I fired someone is about. Yeah. Okay. Now, in Mishnah Sivkot and Chav Gimel, so what's special about this Afar Simon oil? Most Rishonim say it's the Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara didn't like Rabbi Yehuda's putting Eretz Yisrael into the bracha itself for some reason. I don't know why. But so they changed the bracha. He made a bracha borei shemen artseinu, and Chazal changed it to borei shemen arev. But the most poskim, most rishonim, seem to agree. What's special about this oil is that it's shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. That's what gives it its chashivus. Okay, we'll put that on hold because that's going to be important in a little bit. Mishmar Sifkata and Chavbeis, okay, he's discussing these different oils. Look at Chav Gimel. Borei Shem Arid. Nation into Eretz Yisrael. That's what's chashiv about it. It's in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Shai Tzion Oiz Chafalav on the bottom brings it down for Rabbeinu Yonah. And then he said, Ayin Bebahag Shekosav Tam Acher. Okay, we'll get back to that in a little bit. And therefore, because this oil is Shaykh to Eretz Yisrael, it is chashiv, and Chazal gave it a special bracha. Again, they didn't mention Eretz Yisrael in the bracha like Rabbi Yehuda wanted to do, but they still gave it a special bracha because of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Great. Siv hey. Shemen zayis shekitosho otuchano at shechazer echo no. Devim varech ala bori atze besamim. When you take olives and you crush them and you make olive oil and a smell comes out, so that smell, the bracha and that smell is bori atze besamim. It's the oil itself that smells from the crushed olives. The zayit grows on a tree. The other peros that grow on a tree, if you chop it up and it gives a nice, it gives a juice, it gives a smell, also you'll make bari atzi b'samim. If it's from peros that don't grow on the tree, it's interesting, I guess, when the fruit is whole as is, when the smell only comes out after you chop it, so it changes the bracha to bari atzei b'samim. And if it's not something that grows on a tree, it's going to be bari minei b'samim. Continuing on with this first wide line at the bottom. Like we said by Esro yesterday, because a fruit that smells, it grows with the smell. But here, the smell is not coming from the fruit. It's coming through a human action. It's coming by a human being going and crushing it. And therefore, you can't kind of pin that on Hashem, and no same reach to Paris, because this reach didn't come directly from Hashem, it came through human intervention. The reach didn't come at first. So Hashem didn't create the olive, let's say, with its own inherent smell, but he created with that potential through human intervention, and therefore it's going to change the bracha instead of anosim reach to beperos, bari atzei besamim. Okay. There's a discussion in the Gemara. A lot of these Gemaras are brachas nem gimel. So there they talk about Shem and Zayit. So there's different ways we'll see. They also used to take Shem and Zayit and then put Besamim into the Shem and Zayit. So here we talk about the Shem and Zayit itself smells. Mishra is very careful to tell us. They didn't put anything in. What if they did put something in? So the Torah brings down from the Aruf. If you put in Atzei Besamim into Shem and Zayit, the bracha is going to be Bari Atzei Besamim. The Ravid says only if the besam are in there. But once you take out all the besamim, you're going to make a bore mine besamim on the leftover residual smell that the besamim put into the olive oil. I guess here the smell's not coming from the crushed olives. You got rid of the crushed olives, I guess.
That's what
it sounds like. Does olive oil really smell? I don't know. How's it smell?
So then
the tour, the post can talk about you put, this is very relevant, you have some sort of, let's say you have olive oil and you put in besamim to make it smell good, or whatever oil you want, baby oil, whatever the oil is, and now you take out those spices and the smell is left inside this oil. What's the bracha? So someone say Bore Shemen Arev. That's one of the choices. Now wait a second. If the whole reason we have a bracha, Bore Shemen Arev, is Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, of the Afar Simon, that would not be relevant to this discussion. I assume, I didn't see the Bahagin side. I don't know how to find the Bahagin side. So I assume the Gra is bringing down the Bahag, even though I don't think he quotes the Bahag, that you could just say Bari Shemen Arev because it's a nice smelling Shemen, nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Because that's Eretz Yisrael. You could be in China, and according to this one opinion, you put smelly stuff into oil, then you strain it, and you're left with oil. The bracha is Bari Shemen Arev, no Shaychas to Eretz Yisrael. So that's a kasha on that mahalik, that the bracha of Afar Simon is Shemen Arev because of Chashivas Eretz Yisrael. The second opinion is no bracha at all, because it's like a Reach She'en Lo Iker. You took out the smelly stuff. There's some residual smell. A residual smell, you don't make a bracha. Some connected, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, we'll learn next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, Reish Yud Zayin Gimel. They used to put stuff on their clothes to make it smell. You're not going to make a bracha on that. There also relates, perhaps, tabak. Now, what?
I think tabak is a Reish in like a bracha on tabak.
Yeah, they discussed tabak. Hold on, put that on hold. So when you take away the source and you just left with the residual smells, no bracha on that. And some say you make a bari mineh besamim on this oil with the residual smell, and the Rosh says you say bari atzei besamim. You have the gamut. You have like four opinions. Everyone says something else. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sif Vav. Shemen shebismu kamo shemen ha-mishcha. If you take oil and you put in it spices similar to the shemen ha-mishcha is the anointing oils that they anointed the king of Israel and they anointed the Kohen Gadol. That's where the word Mashiach comes from, the anointed one. Okay. Now, the Mishnah points out, there's an Issa Daraisa, it's Chayiv Kares. It's like eating on Yom Kippur to create the oil as according to the right measurements as it was. To create a Shemen HaMishcha in your own kitchen is a terrible avera. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, just like over there, there's an idea of putting spices into oil and giving it smells. You do that in your living room. But not that you tried to imitate the real Shemen HaMishcha, because that's highly prohibited. If you do it with Atzei Besamim, so the bracha is Bari Atzei Besamim, because the smells come from Atzei Besamim. If you're doing it with Isvei Besamim, the bracha is Mevarech Bari Isvei Besamim. If you have both, I would think you go after majority. No, you don't go after majority. I don't know why not. But if you have both, you make a bracha Bari Mine Besamim. Okay, I didn't see anyone discuss it. I didn't really look into it. I don't know why you don't go by majority, but we don't. Now, what if you strain it and you take out the besamim? You're left just with the liquid. with the residual smell, but the besamim themselves are gone. Yay, so Mishnah Mechavi does not bring all four opinions that I just brought down. Yay, Shomim Shemavarach, Borei Shemin Arev. The Yay, Shomim Shemin Mavarach, Lechal. Some say don't make a brach at all. Tavi Reach, in the Iker. It's a Reach without an Iker. Since it's a Savik, better not to smell it. So I think Yeshua brought down from maybe Rav Yashiv. By food, we don't usually say don't eat it because you don't know what bracha to make. But by smelling, you don't really need to smell it, so just don't smell it and avoid the problem. By food, we try to come up more with eitzah out. Here, there's also an easy eitzah out. Take something that's a bracha of Borei Shemin Arev. Well, it's not such a simple bracha to come by, I guess. Yeah, I should have put examples. I don't know any of this stuff. Okay, so if you have leftover real mamashis of the besamim in the oil, that's going to be the bracha. We're talking about where you strain it. Then you get the first opinion to say, Bari Shemin Arev, Mishabura Sif Katan Lamed says, just like we have by this special Eretz Yisrael Dika oil. And here he says in the Sharatin Oizchav, hey. Right, says according to this, something. Okay, we don't have time for that. That's homework. Okay, those that say ain't lo ikir because it's similar to putting a smell into the clothing where it's not real mamasha, so there's something you're not going to make a bracha. That's a, remember we had a discussion, I'm going to get to it again. You have, let's say, something synthetic that smells. So we said it's a machloka. Some say to make a bracha on synthetic, some say not to make a bracha. So we say, oh, so don't smell it. So we pointed out, well, perfume and cologne, the whole point is to smell it. But not really, because when you put the cologne on your body, it's just like putting the something on the clothing to give the clothing a smell. That's before we're going to learn about Reishit, Zayin, Gimel, that there's no bracha. So too over here, it's not really to smell. It's so the person will, it's not inherently to smell that. It's so that the smell will rub off on the person, and the person will have a different kind of smell, and that is, there's no bracha on that. Just like on the begadim, I don't know if that made sense, we'll discuss it more next week when we get to Reish Zion Gimel. Then he says, if you want to get out of the problem over here, so you could say a borei atzei b'samim, borei isse b'samim, and that will somehow, borei atzei or borei mine b'samim, and that will help you. You could always say borei mine b'samim, right? What's the machlokas? No, the machlokas is borei, if atzei b'samim helps, I think, for shemin ori. Okay, to be continued.